gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 conference call of Fairchem Organics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Fairchem Organics Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ending 2025. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Nahul Jariwala, Managing Director and Chairman, and Mr. Rajan Jhaveri, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Rajan Jhaveri to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj Bhai, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2025. Let me first start off by giving you some of the key financial highlights, after which our CMD, Sri Nahul Jariwala, will give you some of the operational highlights. For the fourth quarter under review, the revenue from operations stood at Rs. 121 crores, which increased by 6.3% on immediately preceding quarter and decreased on 25% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter was around INR 4 crores with EBITDA margins at 3.64%, and we reported a net profit after tax of approximately 60 lakhs. For the full financial year ended BHR25, with the revenue from operations stood at Rs. 538 crores, EBITDA was around 43 crores with EBITDA margins at 7.96%, and we reported a net profit after tax of approximately 22 crores with a profit margin of 4.09%. I now request our CMDC Nahul Jariwala to brief you on the operational highlights for the period under review.
Good afternoon, everyone. As many of you are aware, the Indian specialty chemical sector is facing a particularly challenging environment. This is not only due to the domestic cost pressures, but also due to the increasing global volatility. Geopolitical shifts have compounded the industry's challenges. The potential imposition of U.S. custom trade tariffs on selected chemical imports, the continuous realignment of the global supply chain post-China plus one strategy, and shifting economic alliances across the regions like Europe, Southeast Asia, have disrupted traditional trade flows, created logistic bottlenecks, and introduced a new level of uncertainty in cross-border business planning. In this complex scenario, I am pleased to report that we have demonstrated solid operational resilience, whereby we have been able to increase our volumes in the Q4 by greater than 11%, and value growth we have achieved of greater than 6% on quarter-to-quarter basis. However, the biggest concern is EBITDA margins, which have declined mainly due to the relatively higher raw material cost as percentage of sales. A key challenge since last two quarters is the 22% additional custom duty imposed on the key raw material used for manufacturing of our prime product dimer fatty acid, which came into effect on September 14, 2024. As anticipated, this has resulted in sharp cost escalation. Unfortunately, the cost burden couldn't be passed on to customers due to pricing pressure from Chinese competitors who are not subjected to similar additional custom duties at their end. On a positive note, I would like to say that we have started working on energy saving, yields improvement, and at the same time, we have started working on a new raw material which can help us mitigate this mitigate this additional custom duty cost and reduce our raw material cost, which will help us improving our EBITDA margins. We remain optimistic about our high-value, value-added product, isostearic acid. We anticipate a staggered increase in export volumes, with the initial pickup expected in the first half of 2025-26, followed by further scale-up in second half. In parallel activity, we are actively pursuing regulatory clearances and customer approvals across several international markets. Based on the current momentum, we are confident of achieving higher capacity utilization by end of this year. As the global landscape evolves, Indian specialty chemical companies are increasingly seen as reliable, agile partners in diversified supply chains. With a forecasted industry CAGR of over 12% and growing demand in sectors like cosmetics, home care, industrial additives, we remain well positioned to tap in both international and export opportunities. Going forward, we will continue to focus on value-added product expansion, optimization of operations, and building enduring relationship across the global world. With that, I open the floor for a question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Shivam Parekh from ValueWise Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was, can you provide us update with respect to the representation made to the government for increased custom duty on one of our raw material? So can we expect the same to go back to historical levels? And second question was, the paint industry is reeling under significant pressure from the demand side, and we have huge contribution in revenue from the same sector. So could you throw some light based on your experience on when the demand can come back?
As regards the paint sector, we are still that fairly comfortable as regards our sales to all the top paint industry players, because the product what we are manufacturing is one of a kind, and we are not seeing any major downside in demand in that particular product stream. Major, but little bit of downside is there. That I won't disagree with you, but it is there, I mean, but no major downside is there. The way things are going on, I don't think we should be bullish for the paint industry, because this quarter is going to be the monsoon period, and typically during monsoon period, paint activity is always on the lower side. So probably we can expect things to revive back in October-December quarter for the paint industry per se. Otherwise, we'll be able to sell currently, like we have, if you really look at it, there has been a drop in our supplies to paint industry, but it's not significant. It's not a significant drop. How much drop is there, Jewelry?
Drop is, we could sell approximately 5,500 tons in January-March quarter. Compared to 4374. So for the quarter per se, it is a high, but compared to the earlier two quarters, it is showing a fall.
Little bit fall. So minor difference is there. It's not big of a problem for us. As regards the representation made to the government of India, you'll have to remember one thing, that we are the only manufacturer of dimer fatty acid in the country. And typically, if there is there are a number of manufacturers, and if there is an association, like as for example, Cement Manufacturers Association or Steel Manufacturers Association, if they do the representation, the government would take it more seriously. Being the only player in India, it is really tough. We are trying our best, but I cannot say when it will happen.
And in terms of value also, compared to the overall value of cement or overall value of steel, all manufacturers put together, and we as an isolated manufacturer with the kind of value, when government imposed this particular duty, they would have seen a larger interest of farmer community prima facie it appears. So it is highly unlikely that our sole request may receive substantial attention from government.
Okay, but sir, they are causing loss to an Indian company and providing support to Chinese manufacturers. So what may be the rationale for the same?
There is no rational. I think there must be number of companies like us who must be facing the same situation for their products.
Okay, and sir, with regard to the paint, I had a follow-up question. Like, can we expect the mean reversion to happen in the paint industry with respect to the peak volumes that we had achieved like in 2022? So when can we expect the peak demand from the paint industry to get back?
Real estate sector has to pick up. I mean, otherwise, from our side, what we can say is we are supplying to practically all the big players and there is no competition to us. So beyond that, for us to say anything would be tough.
Okay. So, sir, can we expect in the next 2-3 years our peak demand volumes should come back?
See, you have to understand one thing, that we are supplying to paint sector, and paint sector ultimately is supplying to the end consumer. So it will be very difficult to predict what will happen in next 2-3 years as far as paint demand from paint sector for our product is concerned.
Okay, got that, sir. And sir, could you also provide update with regard to our new product isostatic acid?
Isostatic acid is gradually picking up. It will take further 6 months. In the first half of this financial year, it would pick up compared to previous 6 months. And again, in the second half of this current financial year, it will further pick up.
Okay. So have we seen increased volumes with respect to the last financial year?
Yeah. Compared to last financial year, there is an increase. Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was from myself.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Puladia from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, again, coming back on isostatic acid, sir, if you could give us some indication whether will we reach the optimal utilization in current year or still it will take some time?
By next year, we should reach the optimum utilization. Basically it goes in making of cosmetics, whereby the trials and approvals take pretty long time. That's the basic reason. So on positive side, you can say that the entry barriers are also tough, but once you break into the market, your exit also becomes very tough because the other person would also have to do that much of long trials. And only thing is that there are just 4 players in the world. So everyone is excited to have a new player like us. And so we are getting a positive response on practically all the major buyers. But it's taking its own time, nothing else.
If you can give us some idea how many customer approvals have been received and how much...
Around 16 approvals we have got.
Okay, you already got the 16 approvals.
Yeah.
So at least trial orders of the 16 can happen in this year.
No, quite a few commercial orders have also started going.
Okay.
Quite a few.
Okay. So, and in regard on your product parameter on isostatic acid,
it's on par with the world players.
Okay.
Absolutely on par with the world players.
Sure. And sir, last time you were talked about the new products, if you can give some status.
Work is going on. We have ordered equipments for whereby we small quantity plant will be in first stage will be commissioning. We have ordered the equipment, which will take 6 months to come, because it is, all these are specialty equipments, and so it will take around 6 months for us to receive the equipments, and then. So by before end of December, we should have all the equipment, and we start trials in January March period.
So nothing can be commercially approved in this year. It will happen in FY25.
No. That also will take long, because again in that also we are in India we are going to be first. In Europe there are just two players, and in China there are one or two players. So, I mean, it's again an opening product.
Okay.
Because the commodity, commodity products you cannot sustain for long.
Okay. So, you also spoke on dimer acid that you are you are working on the new raw material. So, it is a domestic source or it's altogether new raw material? Or you just
Not altogether, but it is one of the byproducts of one of the vegetable oils. So
okay.
We are working on it whereby the we'll be able to bring down our cost, nothing else.
Sure. And sir, finally, sometime back you had given a guidance. So is there any proposal to revise the guidance or you are still...
Not yet. Maybe in Q2 con call when there is there, we might...
No, our company never gives guidance, we never give guidance of the future.
Sir, in February corporate presentation, you had put up the guidance slide.
You again go through the presentation, whatever internally we had shared with the promoters, that only was placed there. We are not giving any guidance in any of the con calls. That is what I am trying to tell you.
Can we update that slide and put up again?
No, these were historical things. The what is to be updated in that? We have not prepared any updated figure, those presentations again, those projections again. So nothing is to be updated.
Okay. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'm relatively new to the company. Sir, so I'm trying to understand this isoteric acid. Sir, what would be the global demand-supply dynamics of this product? And sir, what kind of margins are we making currently on this product?
This is a value-added product from one of the finished products which we have been selling since last 20 years. We are upgrading that product, and while upgrading that product also, we are going to get a few co-products also. It is a high-value product, and there are, as Nahus Bhai earlier said, there are only 4 players in the world. We are the 5th player, and whatever capacity we have put up, we anticipate that we will not have any difficulty. Once the required approvals come in next whatever period, once those approvals from everyone comes, we will not find any difficulty in selling whatever capacity we have.
Sir, so I'm trying to understand, like, if we will operate at the optimum utilization in FY26, I'm trying to understand how this product will shape up over the next 3, 4, 5 years. So for that aspect, I'm trying to understand the demand-supply dynamics. Is there a current... supply shortage, or how is the demand supply, and as this product is growing at 12%, as you said?
As per our understanding, currently there is a shortage of supply vis-a-vis demand, because this is a biodegradable product and that is the demand in developed countries. So there is a supply shortage, that is what we understand.
As far as
our utilization is concerned, I already told you that once the approvals are in place, end of this current financial year or whatever, and thereafter we will not find it difficult to reach some utilization in the subsequent financial year.
Got it. So any plans to further increase this capacity? And sir, how is the cost of production for this product versus the other four players currently?
See, as I said earlier, this is a value-added product from one of the finished products which we are selling since last 20 years. So that is the raw material for this. So if we want to further increase the production of isostearic acid, we will need the higher production of that particular raw material, monobasic acid. And if we want more of monobasic acid, there is a corresponding more dimer acid production. And for dimer acid production, just now we discussed that government came out with a duty in September 24, which has increased the price of the raw material which is used for making the dimer acid. So we cannot absorb more pressure of higher quantity of dimer sale unless this duty is reversed. So entire thing is linked to one another.
Got it. So until and unless the government custom duties don't favor us, it will be difficult to...
And we have enough time also on hand. See, we are expecting all the approvals by FY26, and then 26-27 we will be operating, optimizing our utilization of these. By that time, government will come out with something.
Got it. Sir, do we have an idea about the cost of production versus, although I understand that it is a raw material for the dimer and all these raw materials, the current products are a raw material for this production, so on the cost of production, do we have some kind of idea?
The cost of production for this particular raw material, this particular isostearic acid would be, what is the alternative selling price of monobasic acid? That is the raw material. And it is a high value product. And as I said earlier, while making isostearic acid, we are getting several co-products also, which also have a realizable value. So there is an entire bunch of things.
Got it. Are we making, sir, is it currently at a break-even or a positive EBITDA margin, or currently, how is the margin profile currently for this product?
See, this is all a part of a business secret, and in this on-call, which subsequently is placed on the stock exchanges of BSE, NSE, and then everybody has a look at it. In the interest of our 30,000 shareholders only, it will be better if we refrain from answering certain questions. Interest of our 30,000 shareholders.
No issue, sir. So that was from my end. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivam Parekh from ValueWise Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, my another follow-up question was, like to one of the previous participants, the new plant which we are working on currently, so is it for isostearic acid or is it for a completely new product
that
we are working on?
No. Isostearic, we are already selling isostearic acid since last more than a year. So
okay.
New plant is not for isostearic acid.
Okay, so it's for a completely new product.
Completely new product.
Okay.
New set of products, but overall falling within this family of oils only.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, any plans that we have decided for with regards to the production capacity with respect to the new plant that will be putting up?
I think in one of our previous con calls or in our presentation, we have already stated that out of our installed capacity of 120,000 metric tons per annum in terms of throughput of raw materials, we have already earmarked one third, that is 40,000
okay.
tons of capacity for this new product.
Okay. Got it, sir. That was very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management of Fairchem Organics Limited for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we have been able to answer your question satisfactorily. If you still have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers, Valorem Advisors, who are based in Mumbai. We now hand over to Anuj B. Sonpal, founder and promoter of Valorem Advisors.
Mr. Anuj.
I think Anuj Bhai perhaps is not there. You can conclude the
okay.
call. Yeah.
Thank you. On behalf of Valorem Advisors Limited, thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.